This is a special Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Abortion advocates, many of them foreigners, are seeking to culturally divide Ireland and send it to a purely secular future. They are hoping for yes votes to scuttle Pro-Life Amendment 8 to the Irish Constitution and open the door to legislated abortion on demand. Three things are going for them. Scandal in the church and a drift to secularism mean moral roots may be shallow. Secondly, well-funded international abortion allies, many overtly eugenic, have for years been supporting activists, bureaucrats, and media people open to abortion. And third, at least last year's polls have shown, even abortion opponents, that Irish voters are uninformed of the consequences to abortion, and support for abortion has grown since Amendment 8 was voted in. Yet that brings us to three reasons Ireland might not scuttle Amendment 8. Call them the three P's. First, Pope Francis is coming in August, and faithful Catholics and others will not want to disappoint him. Second, polls have shown strong and sudden shifts that concern abortion advocates. And third, those polls shifted for a reason. People. They began with a concerted fourth P, prayer, at the beginning of the year. Then, the first week of the campaign, thousands of volunteers combed the entire country to inform their neighbors. Their campaign slogan recognizes Irish resistance to eugenics. Join the rebellion, it reads, and even polling shows Ireland seems to be waking. May 25th comes all too soon, and a successful campaign for life against abortion could spell difficulties for the international crowd seeking to expand abortion before the life issue catches on worldwide. Pray for Ireland. This has been a special Life News Radio.